Hi.
Hello.
Why are you so late?
Are my grandparents asleep?
Yes.
Why haven't you gone to bed?
I was with Aunt Soraya.
All right. Let's go to sleep then.
Mehdi, don't you want to go see her?
See who?
Aunt Soraya.
Why should I go in there?
Go ask her how she's doing. She's been asking about you all day.
Well, I'm too tired now.
Go see her, Mehdi. The poor thing keeps waking up from her naps expecting you to come so she can see you. You've never been the type to hold a grudge. Your grandmother said you wouldn't even look at Aunt Soraya in the face.
I can't do it, Parastu. I really can't do it.
Why not? Your parents were able to forgive her, so you should be able to forgive her too.
I can forgive her for blaming the fire on me and for slapping me across the face, but I can still hear the things she said to me about my dad when I went to see her that day. I can never forgive her for what she said. I can't forgive her for what she said.
She's an old woman, Mehdi. She's not feeling well. She might be here today, but gone tomorrow. She's alone now. Forgive her and go ask how she is.
Not now. Tomorrow morning.
You can't go to her tomorrow morning, Mehdi. Everyone will be awake. Go to her room so she can talk to you privately.
Where's Aunt Homa?
She said she's not coming. She's got a shift at the hospital.
Hello. Don't get up. Don't get up. I'll go and come back in the morning. Go back to sleep.
No. Come in. Come here. Come. I wanted to talk to you for a little bit. Come. I know that I'm going to have a tough life in the hereafter.
Please don't say that. No one knows what's going to happen in the hereafter.
I know what's going to happen. I've done all the bad things that I wasn't supposed to do, and now I'm remembering them. You know that better than anyone else. Ever since I came back to this house, I keep remembering all the bad things I did here. I haven't been able to sleep properly since I've been in this house at all. I wish I had just died in my own house. I wish you hadn't saved me.
Don't say that. Wishing for death is a sign of ingratitude. Life is a gift from God.
And it is a gift that I have never, never used. I was very ungrateful during my life. God really wanted to guide me, but someone kept whispering in my ear, "Go hurt them, Soraya. Hurt them so they leave. Go and hurt them, Soraya, so that they leave." It took me a long time to realize that it was Satan who was whispering in my ear.
Why? Why did you treat us so badly? Me? My mom? My father?
No, I don't want you to just say it. I want you to mean it. Let me leave this world in peace. I can't rest in peace until you forgive me. Please.
But what did that have to do with my father?
If Assad hadn't found out that Mohsen wasn't Nemat's biological child, he might have spent the rest of his life believing that he was the one who was infertile, not me. But when he found out about it, he told me I'm the one with the problem. He then left me, and he went after that woman. He was never able to have children with her either. I always thought that Mohsen was the reason behind my loneliness. Believed it was his bad luck that had destroyed my life, and that was the only reason that I hated him. I couldn't help it. I hated him. I couldn't help it. I really hated him so much. I despised his children too. I despised them. And then the son of the person who I thought was bad luck all these years shows up at my house and saves me. Please forgive me, Mehdi. Please forgive me.
I forgave you a long time ago.
I don't want you to say it. I want you to mean it. Please let me leave this world in peace, please. I can't rest in peace until you forgive me. Don't let me look back on this life with regret in my heart. I beg you, please.
We're only just starting to gather here as a family. Don't say those things now. You shouldn't pray for death. Pray for a healthy and a happy life. Ask God to give you some time so we can all live here together, at least for a little while longer. All human beings are capable of making up for their past.
Please say that you have forgiven me. Say it from the bottom of your heart.
Soraya, I do honestly forgive you.
Oh, don't call me Soraya. Auntie.
I forgive you, Aunt Soraya. I forgive you. From the bottom of my heart.
Tonight is the most beautiful night I have ever experienced in my life, Mehdi. The most beautiful night.
I didn't know you were here.
Hi, Grandad.
Hello. I didn't think you were home yet.
Well, I came here to talk to Aunt Soraya for a bit.
All Aunt Soraya does is cry all the time. And when I come here during the night, I see her sitting in her bed crying. Listen to me. Tell her not to cry so much, Mehdi. It's really bad for old people. Her eyes are weak. She might lose them. Oh, God forbid that. That's right.
Okay.
Go to bed, son. Go on, I'm going to sit here next to your aunt. I'll be here as long as she's sitting up.
All right, Grandad.
All right.
All right.
No, please don't, sweetheart, please. Don't make me feel more ashamed than I already do.
Good night.
Good night, my boy. Good night.
And good night, Auntie.
Have a good night, my dearest one.
Being humane is impossible in this earthly realm. A new world you must create, and a new human as such.
Is there anything else left?
No, thank you so much.
It's Mason. Did you tell him to come here?
Yeah. I told him to come and pack his things up.
Don't let the kids see you like this.
Until when? They will find out eventually.
Hi.
Hello, Mason. How are you?
Yeah.
Are you okay? Go pack your things up. We're running late.
When's Dad coming back from his trip?
I don't know. I think it might be a while.
Tell Mom to make up with him so he can come back home soon.
All right, I'll talk to her. Go pack your things up. Go, hurry up, buddy.
I'm contacting my lawyer tomorrow to file for divorce. Will you come with me?
Don't act hastily, Shayeste. Farhad isn't a murderer.
Oh, what difference does it make? I can't live with him in the same house anymore.
Think of your children.
I've acted naively because I was thinking about them. They all I've been thinking about all these years. But I can't do it anymore. I can't tolerate Farhad anymore. Even if he's not a murderer.
Hi, Mom. Should I take my Xbox too?
Bring it, Mason. Bring it.
That's Mehran's phone.
He's sleeping.
Yes, he's been sleeping for a long time. Go and give it to him. It might make him wake up.
Hey, Mum.
Yes, darling?
It's Nazanin.
Go and give it to him. Go on.
Mehran. Mehran. Mehran.
Hello?
He woke up and he answered it.
Did you hear what they said?
No, I came out so they could talk in peace.
Do you think she's likely to forgive him? Actually, I doubt it. I'm not too optimistic. Even if Nazanin forgives him, her father won't back down.
Who would, Mum? Would Dad back down?
What can I say? He brought this upon himself.
I hope she forgives him.
I hope so, too. My poor baby's been so depressed lately.
She probably called because she wants to make up with him, right? Otherwise she wouldn't have called.
Hey, Mom, I'm going to go out for a bit.
You haven't had lunch yet?
I'm not hungry. You go ahead.
All right, then. Take care, darling.
See you later.
I'll see you. He's definitely going to see her.
Are you sure?
Yes, didn't you see how clumsy he looked, Mum?
Well, I really hope you're right about that.
Let's get our dresses ready for his wedding. Should we tell Paris too? Should I call Paris too?
Well, let's wait and find out for sure first, my sweetheart.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I left as soon as you called me. I'm sorry I'm late.
It's okay.
Is something wrong? Do I have to hear bad news again?
Sit down. Did you have your hearing?
Yes.
Well, what happened?
Nothing. I'll probably receive the verdict soon.
What do you think your sentence will be?
I don't know. But I might be able to get out by paying a fine.
Well, you see, the truth is, I wanted to talk to you after your court case was completely over, but I didn't know if it was the right thing to do. But after you called me the other night, I thought we better talk sooner rather than later. Well, first of all, you were right about Ruzbeh Ruzbahani's proposal. They called last night and asked my dad whether they could come over and propose.
Are they going to come?
No. But that really doesn't mean I don't want to get married to somebody else. I can't lie to you, Mehran. I want to get married and I want to have children. But I really can't consider you for marriage anymore. Our paths have separated. When a lie enters a relationship, it brings everything that's bad with it.
I hide some things from you, but I never lied to you. I've never lied to you, Nazanin.
No, Mehran, you know very well that you're only justifying your lies. And it's not a good justification.
Okay, you're right. But Nazanin, please give me another chance.
I can't. I really can't. Because I don't trust you anymore. And I can't be sure that you won't lie or hide anything else from me again from here on out.
So you're saying people can't make mistakes then, eh? And if they do make mistakes, you have to just forget about them, right? If somebody else comes into your life, don't you think they'll ever make any mistakes at all? If he makes a mistake, you'll get rid of him too, yeah?
Mehran, I've been trying, but I can't get myself to ignore the things that you said and did to me. And I'm pretty sure that my parents won't welcome a person like you into our family again. I want to forget you. And you better do the same.
I can't do that.
I owe your parents an apology because of the way I behaved that day. Please apologize to them on my behalf. I really couldn't greet them that day. I couldn't pretend that nothing was wrong. I couldn't tell them that I was ignorant about everything. Ask them to forgive me. I hope you'll be happy wherever you are, Mehran.
I won't be happy without you, Nazanin.
I really hope they give you a light sentence. Goodbye forever.
Hello.
Why didn't you come to my place?
Sit down. Are you okay?
Not too bad. So tell me, why didn't you come over? And why aren't you coming to work anymore? What's going on?
Why should I go back there?
Because Miss Faramund has left the office now.
I said this to Miss Faramund too. I did not leave because of her.
Well, you said you really got offended that my dad didn't kick Miss Faramund out despite the things you told him. And I don't blame you for getting offended at all. But Miss Faramund is no longer working for us, so you've got no reason to be upset with my dad anymore.
I didn't get offended because your dad wasn't prepared to fire Miss Faramund. I got upset because of the things he said to me.
What did my dad say to you? Don't you want to tell me?
Yeah, that's why I told you to come.
All right. Then tell me what my dad said to you.
The truth is, Miss Faramund's story made your dad say some things that were probably on his mind for a very long time.
What things?
He thinks I want to marry you because of your circumstances.
which circumstances?
Mr. Rui told me that if I'm hoping to gain a higher position in the company because of my marriage to you, well, then I'm fooling myself.
Listen, Dad was probably really angry when he said that. I'm sure he didn't mean it. That's not the way my dad thinks of you at all.
I'm not too sure, though. That's why I'm never going back there ever again.
You're just acting very childish now.
No. I've been thinking a lot about the things your dad told me during the past few days. And to be honest, I don't blame him for thinking like that. I wouldn't blame you either, even if you thought the same way about me, like your father did.
I don't understand what.
Look, Yasaman, the first thing that any rich girl will think about the person who wants to marry her is, does this guy want me or for my dad's money?
Is that really it?
Don't tell me you've never asked yourself that question about me.
Look, I don't want to lie to you. I did have those thoughts in the beginning. It's true. But I don't think like that anymore.
I wouldn't mind, even if you still thought that way about me. Because I've decided to prove to you and your dad that I haven't got any intentions like that for wanting to marry you.
Look, you don't need to prove anything.
I need to do it. You need to prove some things to me as well. Look, Yasaman, I'm never going back to your father's company again. I haven't found another job yet, but I'm sure I won't remain unemployed for very long. And when I do find a job, I won't be able to provide you with the same lifestyle that your dad provided you with.
What are you talking about?
Listen, Yasaman, please listen to what I'm saying here. I'm being very serious. You need to know that when you do marry me, you'll have to live with my income and assets. I will not let you bring any of your father's money into our home at all. I know these conditions are really difficult for you to live with, but if you can put up with these difficult conditions, you'll prove to me that you love me. Look, I know I'm putting you in a difficult position, and I don't expect an answer from you straight away. Think it through carefully. If you decide that you can live with me with these conditions, let me know so that I can propose to you with my family.
Hello there. Here are your menus.
Hello.
Thank you.
There you go.
What will you eat?
You're employed at the moment and your pockets are a little bit empty right now. Don't you think you should have gone to a cheaper restaurant rather than come here?
Well, choose something that won't burn a hole in my pocket. So what's it gonna be?
I'll have whatever you're having. You choose. My dad's going overseas tomorrow to bring Benjamin here.
That's great. Just Benjamin?
He's just going for him for the time being. But I'm fairly certain he'll see my mom when he gets there. Then they'll talk and maybe she'll come back. I taught Benjamin well, though. I told him exactly what to do, so he knows the drill. After they come back, I'll tell you to come and propose. How does that sound?
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. You made me pretty positive with the things you just told me.
Okay, well, tell your dad to bring them back quickly, then.
Hello. You okay?
I've got to go home.
I got an appointment with the doctor. I'll go to the doctor every day for the rest of my life, if that's what you want. I'll do anything for you. You have to believe me, Samane.
Why for me? You need to go to see a doctor to help yourself.
The other day your dad told me. Samane is scared of you. Instead of feeling relaxed, she feels afraid when she's around you. Samane, are you really afraid of me?
Yes. Sometimes you really scare me.
I'm such an idiot. I've been thinking a lot these past few days, and your dad was right. You never felt at peace when you were with me. I always hurt you. My mum let me have it big time when she found out we were having a fight.
Why did you tell them?
I didn't tell them. I was such a wreck that they guessed it themselves. I didn't say anything.
Are your parents doing okay?
Yeah. I'm the one who's not okay. Not seeing you these past few days has made me realize a few things. I really can't live without you. I really can't.
Hopefully you'll get treatment and everything will work out.
You know what? The problem, it's up here. I'm always worried about you. Every day and second, I keep worrying that, God forbid, something might happen to you. What would I do then? What would I do if something happened to you? Or, I don't know, like, someone might try to bother you or something, and then I start getting these negative thoughts, and I start hurting you more than anyone else.
You shouldn't think so negatively. You'll have a terrible life that way.
Yeah, I realize that now. I actually went on the internet a few times, and I read some things about these kinds of negative thoughts.
What did you read?
I read a lot of things. Some of them were they were quite good, actually. It was enlightening. Like it said, if you start getting these thoughts, you should try and write them down or draw them.
Did you give it a try?
Yeah, I drew a lot of drawings of you. Because all I see is you. I've got 100 drawings of you at home right now. But, well, they're all pretty terrible. I'm not a good drawer. I'm really terrible at it, actually. But the best artist in the world won't be able to draw your face. Let alone someone like me who's awful. Awful at drawing. I really am.
I have to go. Goodbye.
Samane. I've been to Farazad a couple of times these past few days. You know that restaurant we always used to go to? I'd go sit where we usually sat together, and I kept imagining you sitting in front of me and eating those liver kebabs you always eat. I borrowed my friend's car today, and I thought we could go to Farazad together again.
No, Ismail. My dad said...
I know. He didn't let me talk to you the other day either, when I came to get the doctor's number from him. But, you know, but I thought that maybe today...
No, I can't.
I swear to God, I'll bring you home before it gets dark. I will.
I said no. Goodbye. whose car is it?
This is my mum's neighbor's. It's Benud's car. He just bought it.
I have to go back before it gets dark, okay?
Aye, aye, Captain. I can't buckle it.
I'm sure Fanny didn't kill her.
What makes you say that? He had the motive and the ability to carry it through. And we've got so much evidence against him. But you say he didn't kill her and we should let him go.
When did I say we should let him go? I'm just saying we should continue with our investigations.
But why should we let it drag on so much?
Look here. Fanny isn't a stupid person. If he really wanted to kill Miss Bosigmare, he wouldn't leave so much evidence behind.
Do you realise what you're saying? Farney's not a murderer because we've got 1,000 documents against him. Does that make sense to you?
It might sound strange, but yes. It's exactly what I'm thinking.
Excuse me.
What is it, Sir Carey?
It appears someone's cashed the check.
Which check?
The check that was stolen from Miss Bosogmare's apartment.
There. I knew I was right. I'll bring you the murderer in a minute.
تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه بین من و خود قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره دروازه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی من فکر کردم تو عبد هستی و رفتی